Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
It's that time of year, or almost that time of year, where having a little extra cha-ching in the bank account would really make a big difference, especially with holidays. So I want to help in a way that I think I can by giving away a $500 Amazon gift card. For a chance to win it, all you have to do is one of two things. Either A, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and send a screenshot to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com, or share it out on social media. Let people know that we exist there with a link to our show through your favorite podcast player so others can go and find the show and listen as well. One of two ways. Send me a screenshot of either and you'll be entered to win. All you got to do is send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, Tony Bruschi. Yeah, I might sound nervous. This is the first time calling in. I've listened to your podcast for a while. And actually, I've called in once before. It didn't sound too good, so I am not surprised that it wasn't on a podcast because I was very, very nervous. But let's get started into the story. So when I was a kid, we lived in this house. It was in the nearby location of Littleton, Colorado. And it was all right when you first walk in. Velvet carpet added a little suspicion to the story, because who uses velvet carpet? And then once you walk in, there's a living room, there's a kitchen on the right, and then there's an upstairs, a downstairs. So my story starts in the upstairs. When I was a kid, I was sleeping, and I would wake up and I would hear scratching on the walls. So being a kid, my parents didn't really listen to that and believe it because I'm a little 8-year-old, but it just continued happening. So one day my parents slept in that room and I slept in a different room, and they encountered the same thing, scratching on the walls. So a few days later we looked outside and we checked the walls because we just moved in. It was probably maybe a month tops that we were in there, and there weren't trees, no marks on the outside. So we thought, maybe it's a mouse. So we called the, I don't know what they're called, mouse person, like the exterminator. And he said that we don't have a problem. And it doesn't seem like there ever was a problem. So it was kind of weird. And then a few weeks later, our landlord committed suicide. So that just didn't help out. So once that happens, things just escalate quickly. Like, for instance, we had one of our friends over. They were really close friends. And they slept in the guest room down in the basement. And the next morning they came up and they said, my mom and my stepdad, did you two go down and say goodnight? And they said no, because they're already sleeping. So we asked them what happened, and they said there was this couple dressed in blue, almost looked like they were dressed in like wedding clothing, and they just said goodnight and then like walked out. So at that point, my parents actually started to believe the fact that something might be there, and it was not nice. It was evil. You could feel it. We had this dog. His name was Muggsy. He would not go upstairs. He refused to. He would sit at the bottom of the stairs and bark. And he would do that for hours. And every time you would sit in the living room, you would just feel something watching you. Everyone knows this feeling. The hair on the back of your neck rises up or tingles or anything. You just know something's not right. So we started to look for other houses, and that's when the spirit got really, really mad. So one night, this was the final night that we were there. My parents were sleeping, and the entire comforter ripped off their bed, went over by the bedroom door, and they could hear quiet talking, like someone was talking to them. And at that point, we just said, no, we're done. And then we got out of that house, and we went to this other house at Queen. And everything was fine to my parents and my little sister. But to me, I knew it was there because I would be home alone. I'd be sitting on the couch. And when there's dark and you just see something in your peripheral vision, and you know you didn't, you know you're not crazy. So it happened a lot. And the house we moved in next, which was, we call it Bean House, that was not too far away, but I decided to be the stupid one, and I pulled out a Ouija board. And note to anyone that's listening, don't do that. It's a mistake. But I did it, and there's a spirit that we contacted named Anna. She was 8. And at first, I didn't believe it, because I was with my friends. So I knew my friends never knew my middle name. I never told them that. It was kind of embarrassing. So I asked the Ouija board, what's my middle name? And it spelled out Ronnie. And at that point, I was done. We slid it to goodbye, and we threw that thing away. So I still don't know what's going on. Like, even at this new house that we have out in eastern Colorado, I still feel something. Like, I was going to a movie theater. I was sitting in the car, and it was silent. No radio, nothing. It was about 9 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden you hear, like, this slam. It sounded like a door slam. And then someone go, hey! But not in a positive way. It was, like, it was weird. I don't know. And it's the end of my story. It's gotten better from there. I don't know what happens or what happened, but spirits are dangerous. They can be dangerous. They can be helpful. But if there's a spirit that is next to you, I know it's contacting something and it wants something. Some of the times it just doesn't want something good. So if you take this and put it on your podcast, I'll be really appreciative. But thank you, Tony Bruschi, and I hope you have a good day.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.
Hey, got a crazy family? Love hearing stories about crazy families? Then you need to check out our brand new podcast called My Crazy Family, available wherever you get podcasts. Just search My Crazy Family right now, press subscribe, and don't miss any brand new episodes of My Crazy Family. You can even share your stories if you so please. We'd love to hear them. My Crazy Family. Search and subscribe wherever you download podcasts.